Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. To the subways now, and they're not sure what caused it. There's a hint that it might be heat-related, but there are severe delays and cancellations across the MTA today due to a power loss involving a key signaling system. And anybody who's been on the train today does not need to be told twice. It's been hell down there. 1010 Winds reporter Mary Lynn Buckley ventured into the West 4th Street station to see what's up, because we know you're trying to figure out how to plan your day right now. And so that's where we'll start on this Tuesday afternoon.
At the West 4th Street station, the power went out, according to the MTA. That caused massive delays and service suspensions. Donna tells us what was supposed to be a 30-minute ride turned into hours long of waiting around.
We stayed calm. I mean, that's been since 9 o'clock and it's 11:30.
The same goes for Abe, who never made it to work.
It was like really terrible.
Demetrius Critchlow, New York City Transit president, says the MTA is still investigating.
Since signals were at red or at stop, we had to have crews respond to the roadbed in order to allow for trains to be able to proceed.
Crews are working to restore service. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Yeah, and so we're going to watch all these lines for you today, folks, while the MTA tries to figure out what's happening and get things back on track permanently. We invite you to stay with 1010 Winds for transit updates. Greg's on top of it. Going to be one of those days, folks. Hang on to your hats. Switching gears now. And oh boy, that terrible shooting in Midtown yesterday. Another news conference where it came out that the guy who shot four people, including a young police officer, and then killed himself, was aiming for the NFL offices. That came from Mayor Adams, who told reporters the gunman took the wrong elevator to reach the league offices. Apparently had a grievance with the NFL, but he took out several people along the way. 1010 Winds reporter Juliet Papa leading the coverage today in the aftermath.
Mayor Adams says teams of detectives are heading to Vegas.
A team is going to conduct a search warrant of his premises. And the second, a team is going to look at the two firearms that were recovered.
He says investigators will examine the letter found on Shane Tamura's body to determine whether he himself wrote it or if others played a role. As for security here in New York City, stepped up uniformed and response presence.
And we're going to be at those high tourist shopping areas to make sure that we give the proper protection and assurance to New Yorkers.
And he says there will be meetings with corporate entities to review safety protocols. Julia Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Meantime, we're back at the building where it happened, and understandably so. It's hard for a lot of people to even think about going back into that tower. Never mind the upper floors, but even walking into the lobby where the gunman fired his first shots, taking two lives in the process. And now, it's not easy to say life goes on and the building is back to normal. We found just the opposite today.
As New Yorkers do around a circumstance like this, most people are trying to get back to normal somehow, whether they live or work in the area of 345 Park, but it's kind of hard to do. Watching police surrounding the building, most of the employees from the building not here, the terror of the mass shooting still raw.
For me, it's unimaginable. And I think that actually applies to anyone who will have had any proximity to yesterday. Even if you were not here, people who frequent this area, everyone has to be shocked.
That's Subair Williams, who says she feels very disappointed that she has to walk around Midtown East now, looking over her shoulder, she says. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, 51st and Park.
And no doubt they're thinking about the people who died here. Among their colleagues and friends, there was a Blackstone executive who served on the board at the Met. Of course, there's the NYPD officer who happened to be working a paid detail on his day off. No doubt to prepare for his new baby on the way. He was an immigrant from Bangladesh. We'll have more on him in a minute. There was an NFL employee who died and another person who happened to just come across the shooter. Again, a 27-year-old man from Vegas who reportedly had a documented mental health history. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell issued a memo to staffers telling them a league employee was seriously injured, but in stable condition. He gave employees the day off if they wanted or allowed them to work from the house. And then, of course, the officer, Diderul Islam. Wins family, remember that name because it's going to be mentioned and it's going to be remembered as a hero. He's the little cop, the young man who tried to protect that building yesterday when a man walked in firing and he lost his life as a result. We talked to members of his family today.
Diderul Islam migrated to the U.S. from Bangladesh, began working as a school security guard, and eventually joined the NYPD. Islam's cousin, Mohammed Mustafa, said he didn't speak much about his job, but the family was proud.
Last summer, I remember he came up with his patrol car. His son was playing. His son was so happy. His son was jumping with joy that his dad was a police officer.
He was assigned to the 47th precinct in the Bronx and was on security detail in the Park Avenue skyscraper in his NYPD uniform when he was gunned down. Mustafa said his sons are just 8 and 4.
The youngest, he doesn't. It's going to take him a bit of time to adjust to it, knowing that his father won't come home.
Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in the Parkchester section of the Bronx.
Sean Diddy Combs wants out of jail while he awaits his October sentencing date on two prostitution-related counts following his weeks-long federal trial in the city. His lawyers requesting he be released on a $50 million bond after a previous request was denied, with the judge citing Combs' history of domestic violence. The music mogul acquitted of the more serious charges of sex trafficking and racketeering conspiracy, which could have landed him behind bars for the rest of his life. Sentencing set for October the 3rd. We'll keep you posted on that and let you know what the judge eventually decides. Dozens of legal pot shops across New York might have to move or close up shop altogether because state regulators found they're too close to schools.
It's all about the measurements. New York state law says legal pot shops in New York state have to be 500 feet from a school, and most have been measured from the entrance of a school to the entrance of a pot shop. But now the state says that was wrong. It has to be measured by the property line of the school, not the entrance door. The office that regulates pot is requesting a new law so the shops will not have to close or relocate. If the legislation is not changed, then the pot operators will not have their licenses renewed when they expire if they're too close to a school. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.